Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
What up, Oscar?
Hey now.
How you doing?
I'm great. How are
good.
You?
We are here. You are here.
Yes.
I am here. And as I look, I do not see Mike.
Yet the monitor, it shows someone, but his face is obstructed.
Yeah.
Shh. Hey, boys. It's me.
Me who, sir?
I don't want to say it too loud. I'm hiding.
Well, whisper.
I'm hiding up here in Maine.
Well, you're in our friend's studio, so...
You know who I am. You know who I am. I'm El Chapo.
El Chapo?
El Chapo, come on.
Who's El Chapo?
Don't make me say it out loud. I'm going to get caught by the authorities. You can't make me say it too loud.
Well, let's see. El Chapo, it means the Chapo.
Is that the guy on the... He looks like Andy Capps. He's in front of the Hot Fries.
Hot Fries?
Yeah. Are you a Hot Fries entrepreneur?
Yeah, Hot Fries guy.
You have it all wrong. I'm Joaquin Guzman Loera. Come on. El Chapo.
No name. Is El Mike okay before we continue talking to you?
He's safe.
Okay.
He's in a secure location, but I can't talk too much longer. I want to let you know I'm hiding up here in the state of Maine. I'm El Chapo. Joaquin Guzman Loera. I'm a Mexican drug lord. Come on. I just escaped from jail.
Joaquin, did you make a movie?
You don't know who I am. I'm El Chapo. Get, come on. I am the head of the Sinaloa cartel.
No,
come on, me.
No need to get frustrated, but we're not really heavy into the Mexican cartel game, so you're going to have to help us out here.
What is that? Is that an app?
It must be an app.
Yeah, because
I'll tell you my whole story.
Okay, good.
About it. A week ago, I escaped from jail in Mexico. Then I made my way across the border. And then through a series of friends, I was able to make my way to the Great Pine Tree State, otherwise known as Vacation Land. And I'm in hiding. And I'm here to tell Donald Trump, with his comments about Mexicans, they won't be around for long. And I'm not talking about the Mexicans. I'm talking about Donald Trump and his associates. I'm going to give them a necktie.
You say your name is Joaquin Dufresne?
You can call me El Chapo. I'm the Mexican drug lord. I'm very dangerous. You don't sound afraid.
Well, I'm afraid I can't see your face.
Well, this is my face.
Ah! Put it back! Put it back! Put it back! Put it back!
You do know, El Chapo, that Trump has his own line of ties. So if you give him a tie, you're giving him essentially what he already makes.
Yeah.
No, the tie I'm talking about will be when they cut his throat and pull his tongue out through his neck and tie it right around his neck to make it look like a Colombian necktie. I've done business with the Colombians for a long time. I'm El Chapo, this big, scary drug lord. Come on!
Why did you choose to go to Maine?
I had a contact that told me it would be a great place to hide out.
The tongue situation you just talked about, is that a Windsor knot that you're working with?
Okay, you guys don't get it. I will tell you. You know, I'm amazed that you don't know me. Joaquin Guzman Loera, head of the Mexican drug cartel, the Sinaloa cartel. And what's in your midst? Oh. There's a man in your midst that's helped me, Senor Rofo.
Oh, Senor Rofo. Does he have a nickname too?
Yes, El Gordito.
Nice.
How am I sounding on that, and are you able to hear me now?
I can hear you just fine, but you
Well,
know.
Then why don't we just start the show, Rob?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I'm sitting there waiting for my flight, just hating my life. And this, watching this lady, she's eating Egg McMuffins, like plural. It just threw like three of them right down her throat, like a pelican, just like right down her gullet. And when she was done, she wiped her face with the bag. With the bag! What an absolute animal. I saw this other dude, he was so out of shape, he was like trying to itch his back and he couldn't reach it. So he walked up to a support pole that was holding up an entire floor of the airport and just walks up and he just starts like rubbing up against it. Like a grizzly bear. It's an absolute animal. Dude, I am so pro swine flu, it's like ridiculous. I want it. We need a plague. I'm telling you, we need a plague. It's gotta happen. And don't be afraid. It's only gonna kill the weak. You know? You gotta be fine. You gotta let Mother Nature do her thing, man. She keeps trying to help us out and we won't let her do it. Keeps trying to thin the herd every single time. We're like, oh, go down and get your vaccination. Why? Why? So Egg McMuffin Lady can breed with the back fat guy, you know?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Well, I have eaten multiple Egg McMuffins on occasion. I am not sure when it's the Egg McMuffins, but I have also used the bag in a pinch as a napkin. I have done that.
I have too.
And I routinely find support structures to scratch my back on, even in public places. Yeah, you know, so I am the animal. Is that John Panette
no,
that was doing?
No, that's Bill Burr. And the thing
oh, that's
that
Bill
is
Burr. Sounds like a skinny John Panette.
And what's actually flawed about it is you never use a support pole. You find something with a corner, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, not a pole, but a support beam. And
yes,
sometimes those poles are boxed out with drywall. And I've done all three. So color like, me animal, skinny Bill Burr, Dick.
Like a bear, you guys do that?
Yeah,
yeah,
and you know what?
I do it all the
Mike,
time.
I did that
constantly.
Because I could relate to that. I've done that. I've done all that stuff.
But I do it. I have a chronically itchy spot on my back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before you... Before you write in, no melanoma.
Oh, good.
So everything's going to be
Is it a
just
spot,
fine.
Or is it just like, is it nerves, or is it like maybe an ingrown hair?
No, it's not an ingrown. Don't make it grosser than it is.
Because that's,
not an
what,
ingrown
I, that's
hair.
What I get.
It's just an itchy spot, and well, you know, we could go on
Sexy
all day.
Time,
coming
gentlemen.
To you live from the Cappy Fiverr Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show on the air and online worldwide. We are a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too. Our show today is brought to you by Stamps.com. You know, you do whatever it takes to make sure that your business runs efficiently. But constant trips to the post office can really get in the way. With Stamps.com, you can spend less time at the post office and more time growing your business. Stamps.com makes mailing and shipping easy. You use your own computer and printer to buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package. Stamps.com does all the thinking for you. They provide you with a digital scale that calculates the exact postage you need and helps you figure out the best way to send it. No overspending. Don't be one of the rubes at the post office standing in line. Join the 500,000 small businesses that use Stamps.com. Stamps.com and never ever go to the post office right now. Use code TMOS for this special offer, a no risk trial, plus $110 bonus offer. Includes the digital scale and up to $55 in free postage. Don't wait, go to Stamps.com. And before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. Stamps.com and TMOS, you will never, I mean, never go to the post office again.
What's so cool, that digital scale, it's a USB right into your computer. It is so
easy.
Very cool.
I love it. Yes, El Chapo, of course, the most recent escapee that's making headlines. And I just thought, would that be funny? If he made it all the way up to Maine.
We'd have to make a very long tunnel. Do you think, you know, it seems to me that they really, really went overboard on some of the luxurious aspects of his tunnel. They had a motorized car for him. He couldn't crawl a mile.
$3 to $4 million to construct this tunnel. And they have fired today the head of the prison where he escaped from. I don't know if it's the warden, if they call the guy
El
the warden down there.
El Wardon.
El Wardon.
How do you spell? Is it warden, but just pronounced Wardon?
D-O-N, yes.
D-O-N.
You know, it's crazy. It's craziness. And this is now the second time this guy has escaped from maximum security. I believe the first time he escaped, it was 13 years before they caught him. You think they'll ever find this guy, or do you think he's in the wind? I mean, it's hard to say.
I think he's gone with the dollars that he has.
Yeah, the money he has can safely put him anywhere.
The only thing that's going to take him down if his son keeps tweeting what his father is doing.
Yeah. Do you think those are legitimate? Do you think it could... Well, look, they're criminals, and we know a lot of criminals can be very, very stupid. And if you see every Hollywood movie about you know, fathers that are the masterminds of criminal organizations, the son is normally a total nad that's stupid. Do you think these are legitimate, like, recent pictures of him drinking a beer in an airplane, that type of thing?
Anything is possible. I'll give you a quick example.
Right.
There was a notorious hacker that worked for different hacking associations. Was always on 4chan, and he had a handle, like a name, right?
Right.
Let's just call him Rabbit for now. So Rabbit was notorious for breaking in. He'd brag about what he would do, and he ended up finding a girlfriend that would post pictures with his name on, not her boobs, but on a piece of paper, but with cleavage. They're always sexy pictures, right?
Right, right.
This young lady, eventually, they started dating. Eventually, this young lady posted a picture of his name with a little white piece of paper with a message to him. And within the picture, what she didn't realize, that there are GPS coordinates of when and where the picture was taken.
That's smart.
Embedded in the code, and not a week later, the FBI came knocking when he lived in Australia, and there they were, and it was over. Curtains.
You know, there's so much about the country of Mexico that you hear now with the whole Trump deal with him bloviating, but look, I don't necessarily buy the fact that the Mexican government is sending these people across the border. This, you know, the border has been porous for years and years and years, and you know, Trump is somehow saying that this falls into his argument, you know, about Mexico and all this crap.
Because it's simple and easy for him to present that.
All I know about Mexico is that yes, the police are in the pockets of these cartels. So I would think that, you know, when you have that kind of an elaborate tunnel, it's one thing to tunnel out of a jail. It's another thing to have it so sophisticated that you have a rail car.
Yes.
Where you just jump in the rail car, the electric rail car, and you zoom over to the to the outside of the prison where this house is just strangely waiting for you. This half completed house on the grounds of about a mile outside the prison.
Were they able to find the rail car, or is there a chance he's still traveling by rail car?
It's funny to think about it. It's just, I think that it's, you know, when they said on the news yesterday that they think he had inside help. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think so. I think just a little bit.
That big in the ground and nobody noticed when they come and do the cell check.
And it's not like he's, you know, like reinforcing the tunnel with bed slats like in The Great Escape. He has PVC pipe down there.
Right,
where do you get it?
Do you think, do you think he did the whole bit where you put a carpet or a little floor rug, and that's what covered the hole as they were digging through it?
Sure, that's what he did.
I'll tell you what I really do think. What I do think is what many people are reporting, and that is that, this was completely an inside job. Mm-hmm. I think the escape itself was perhaps a formality. You know, when they knew this guy was going to, you can't hide an enterprise of this kind from, if they really want to keep somebody behind bars, they'll make every effort to do that, unless you've got, like the guys that were in New York, you have inside help. But in that case, it was just a couple of low-level prison employees that knew what was going on. In this case, I think this was, you know, the whole, look, what I read about everything about cartels and criminals in Mexico is that these cartels have so much money that they have infiltrated every level of the government and the police at the highest possible level with corruption. And that's just the way it is.
And
it sucks, but it's real.
And you have to live and learn. For one thing, there's one takeaway from this. If you see a shower drain that is 4 feet wide, you have to know that is not a genuine shower drain.
Because that's where he got out, right? He got out in the shower.
The way I understood it is that they have areas that are not under video surveillance in the shower because of the privacy of the prisoners, which I don't understand because they're prisoners. So that's why they were able to dig, so you don't get to see their doodads. And so, you know, it was not under surveillance.
It's so corrupt. I mean, whenever there's not a plausible explanation for why something happened, you know that's the way it is. And that's the whole thing with wanting him extradited to the United States, where, you know, the one thing you can say about our prisons, you know, outside of the New York situation, mm-hmm. pretty rare that you get a New York situation like that.
Yeah.
Lockdown is pretty good with lockdown.
Those Supermax, I mean, they don't even show you the inside sometimes. You just know it's there.
Right.
And I remember the first time I heard that 23 and a half hours a day, where 30 minutes some of these guys get to go out and go into a controlled environment and have 30 minutes to get outside of their cells. Pretty scary stuff when you really think about it.
And the cells are horrifyingly small. They really, really are. That's why you shouldn't commit a crime, Mike.
Well, you know, but El Chapo in Mexico, no problem at all. You know, said they said he has been implicated in the deaths of perhaps 100,000 people.
Good Lord.
Wow.
That's you know, the cartels. And, you know, and anybody that reads a newspaper knows what these cartels are responsible for and everything that's going on. But, you know, I don't think finding an El Chapo is going to change much. But they say it represents a threat to the United States. So we'll have to keep an eye on this. But we have no cooperation with Mexico.
One Instagram post and they'll get him, Mike.
That's right.
Getting back to the original question, do you think that the Instagram post that they supposedly put up by his son are legit, or do you think that was done to maybe throw people off? Because it was so insanely stupid.
I don't know. Kids are dumb, right? They're absolutely dumb. They just want attention. The kid clearly wants attention. He's proud of his father, and the fact that he got out.
It's nice.
But I just think that it just takes these days one guy turning on a cell phone in the wrong place, mm-hmm. saying the wrong thing, and we have the technology now to find people.
Can you imagine when the son, if he is doing this against his father's wishes, if he gets a call from this, the worst criminal on earth today, he says, Dad, did you see what I did?
Yeah, I got your back.
I did
all right,
see
now, there's
this.
There's the one Instagram picture. It has he's sitting in...
I think it's a Twitter pic.
It's okay. a Twitter pic?
It's a top Twitter,
okay.
Yes.
It's a... El Chapo is chilling. Escape King post pics. No, he posted him originally to Instagram.
Okay.
And it shows him with a mustache and sitting there with a cap on, and he's got a beer, what appears to be a beer in his hand. But I believe the picture of him when he was in prison, he was clean shaven. He didn't have the mustache.
Ah.
I'm not sure. But let me see what it says.
Could be a fake mustache.
Mm-hmm, the glasses?
Part of the escape, yes. Like
the director of the maximum security prison where billionaire El Chapo was in jail has been fired. Mexican Interior Minister Miguel Angel Osorio Chong. What's with these names? Jesus Christ. Miguel Angel Osorio Chong?
Chong.
Chong. Hey, Dave's not here.
Hey, man. No wonder. He's the whole interior ministry is run by a Chong, probably related to Tommy Chong. Well, you don't want to let the drug guy stay in jail. So the officials are offering a reward up to 60 million pesos. That is about $3.8 million for information leading up to the capture of Guzman.
Too little when the guy's worth billions of dollars.
And also the fact that if you get involved, you're going to be killed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the point I'm making. A recent photo of Guzman shows him with a shaved head and without his trademark mustache that he sported during his 2014 capture. The picture that I'm looking at appears as though he has a mustache, but you don't see him full on.
Maybe it's a disguise.
Yeah, and it could be that. Or, as Mike said, it could be an older picture just meant to throw people off.
But then there's the other one where he's in a plane. And that's the one that's kind of curious, too. And it looks like he's wearing similar clothing.
What about the fact that maybe his dad should tell him to stop tweeting?
Yeah, you're on a social media blackout.
You're killing me, son. I just got out.
But if it's a ruse, if it's something that's designed to throw people off, and you know the story about Donald Trump who's called the FBI and all that
stuff.
Yeah,
I just said,
we'll have that.
This is kind of weird, but look, I'm probably going to get some emails, but why don't they chip these guys? They have to chip everybody. You can chip anything now. They should put a chip
in
these guys. Put them out and then put a chip somewhere where they're not going to know, and that's that.
Can't they cut it out, though?
If they don't know where it is, though.
And where would you put it?
In the bad place, Mike.
Oscar says.
In the lining of the colon.
What you would want to do is you'd have to put them under like general anesthesia. chip him, but then do like 14 other cuts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't know where it is.
So you really got to work for that.
Yeah, you really do.
And you make it out of some sort of polymer plastic.
Space age polymer.
When they actually do the wand like they do in the movies, they can't find it.
Exactly.
Right?
And he can also get on airplanes.
Yeah.
Ultimately.
It's no big deal. Once he's done his time, he can fly commercial.
I'm digging on this. I'm this website called the Tico Times with an article about in February of 2014. How do El Chapo Guzman's kids live? We'll follow them on Twitter. So apparently they're really into social media, like any normal
like
kids
everybody.
Would be.
Wow. How do they live?
See, he was arrested only a year. That's the thing that's amazing. He was arrested only a year ago. He only spent a year in jail.
That almost seems that they had to have started building the tunnel before the arrest.
Yeah.
I mean, how can you turn that in 1 year?
Yeah, and
so two of Guzman's children, Ivan and Alfredo Guzman Salazar, the two men are Guzman's sons from his first of at least three marriages.
Oh, you guys have something in common.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
I don't know. Is he still married?
I don't know. I don't know what the details are with him, but it shows pictures of these guys. They've got like a pet tiger.
They're doing all
the things that stupid kids of criminals would do. You know that? They're very wealthy, and they're showing a lot of drinking pictures. There's a picture of one of them that's from Alfredo with a big fistful of cash that he's got. And there's a picture of a private jet, picture of a pearl-handled revolver next to some nachos. I'm not kidding you. That's the picture. I'm like,
come on,
I'm not
fellas.
You want to see the picture?
No, I'm talking to the guys.
Look at this. There's the picture right there.
Come on. Nachos.
Oh, and they're not
looks
even
like
good
he's
nachos.
In a movie theater.
Yeah, it's movie
like
theater
a movie
nachos.
Theater. Movie theater popcorn.
Perpetuating
nachos
stereotypes.
You got the combo.
So, you know what I'm doing here? Live on the air, I am doing my own investigative journalism to see would it make sense that these kids would have been stupid enough to post on social media of this guy, and maybe who knows? Let's see.
Yes.
Let's see.
You
what
have
happens,
to rank
you know?
Stupidity, Mike. Is it more stupid to post about your father on social media, or more stupid to own a tiger? And if we've gotten to the own a tiger stupidity level.
Right.
So I mean, they are obviously they're addicted to social media. If you're posting pictures of nachos, then you like the whole process.
There's this one too.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's nice.
Salazar. That's
look
the last
that.
Name. Looks like it's could that be tattooed on the lady's
leg? It's like it's tattooed.
And then there's a picture of Iron Mike Tyson that they took that Alfredo took, the son.
He was with the champ. Where
isn't he a tiger owner as well? Or is that just in in the Hangover?
So my point is, I think look, just based on these pictures. There's a little swagger. Yeah. Now, this El Chapo guy is supposed to have a little swagger, too. So maybe, you know, maybe his confidence will be his undoing.
I don't think enough people know that if you have your settings on as far as location is concerned and you post a picture, that the actual coordinates of your location are embedded in the picture file. Mm-hmm.
Right now, he's calling everyone saying, turn off Find My iPhone.
Yeah.
Turn it off. Turn off the Find My iPhone feature.
This is really, and first of all, this guy, when you see a really good shot of this guy, I mean, this guy is right out of a movie. This guy looks scary as hell. He truly does. He looks mean. He looks like he's caused all this, death and destruction, but I'd love to see pictures of the kids. You know, haven't all villains, a lot of villains in history, legitimate villains, like Saddam Hussein's sons, were supposed to be just worse than he was as far as atrocities and things like that. So
and
it's
stupid.
It's a fascinating story to me.
His son, I think, was Saddam W. Hussein, and he was
exceptionally
stupid.
How dare you?
Trying to find out any more on this. That's about it. I think we've covered it, and now you've heard that he's also threatened Donald Trump as well, which Donald Trump just absolutely
that's
loves.
What he wanted.
So he has good points, too.
Yeah, very good points too. I'm trying to bring this picture up that shows El Chapo in the co-pilot seat of the airplane. He's got the headphones on with the microphone.
I think it's got to be fake because that man wouldn't fly in a little Cessna like that. You imagine he's got a better jet than that.
I'm trying to get
Artie, the sons, they've posted private jet pictures. Do you think that he will get caught again?
Oh, I think that yes. I think if anybody's going to get him, the United States will.
And do you think it will have to do with the social media stuff?
I think that guys, we found Osama bin Laden. I'm sure we could find a drug lord if we needed to put the resources to it.
But you know, and we went into a country. We went into Pakistan to, now I'm looking at the picture again. Yeah, definitely a mustache here. So, and also, if you had that, if the most recent picture of him was with a shaved head, this is a picture of him with a full head of hair. I can see the hair. You can see the hair in both pictures here. So I think these are old pictures of El Chapo. And, you know, and the question is, did El Chapo post Instagram pictures of himself after his escape from prison? A website called El Blog del Narco has posted two pictures of him allegedly post-release this week. Post-release? That doesn't mean... Once again,
it's the
internet,
the DCR TV for drug traffickers.
Yeah.
It's like on a banner.
El Chapo, it says here, El Chapo did not post pictures of himself to Instagram this week, despite false U.S. reports about the same. Rather, the pictures were posted this week to a website called El Blog del Narco. He's seated alongside a woman in a plane. Officials claim at the time of El Chapo's arrest, he did not have a mustache, but the... It's all over the
Mike,
place.
Mike, that one blog you were talking about, instead of a mailbag, they have a dime bag. And that's what you send in. That's what you send in your letters and questions.
That's it. Yeah. So anyway, we'll have to keep you posted on that. I think he's in the wind. I think we don't have cooperation with Mexico, and we're not going to be able to grab him like the big, powerful U.S. usually grabs these people. We'll have to wait and see.
We'll find out.
I bet we get him, but I bet it's going to be a while. We'll forget about him in the news cycle, and then he'll pop up.
All right, very good. We'll take a break, come back with more fun and more thrills. I'll talk about my first actual meltdown with my son in my custody. And when I say custody, just like I was a jailer. We'll take a break, come back with more right after this.
Hello, friends. My name is Marcus Serta. Does your family not understand what a P1 is? Do your friends not get why your references are from 1932? Do your coworkers not get why you laugh hysterically from your cubicle? I do, and I can help. Join us every week on Omericast, where you're going to meet others like you who love more broadcasting. You are one of us. Omericast, where we understand you.
Nice. You know, he's absolutely right.
He's killing it.
And here's the thing. I kind of run this whole thing, and I don't understand them. But Marcus Serta understands you, and we thank him for that. And Omericast is a fine show that's been around just about as long as the More Broadcasting Network has been around. Almost 6 years of Marcus Serta fun. Thank you for doing that, Marcus. Check out Omericast. He, not only does he talk about things that happen on the different shows, like Tony Perkins, Robin Joe, Cake and Cookies, the Mike O'Mara Show, but he also... has discussions with people that are passionate fans of these shows, and he brings them on his own show. So it's a lot of fun to check out.
Brand new one up right now. Check it out. I listened to it this morning.
I want to talk about Amazon because something very special is going on at the end of this week, and I want you to do all your shopping on Amazon through our page, MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon. You can bookmark it, bookmark that. You can click the Amazon button on our website, or you can also go to the shopping cart icon on our app, and you can shop Amazon that way. This Friday is a big deal for Amazon Prime.
Mike,
right?
I'm glad you mentioned it's actually tomorrow. It's Wednesday.
Oh, it's Wednesday. It's not Friday.
Middle
once again.
Of the week.
I don't have any information.
Amazon Prime Day is going to be bigger than Black Friday, they say.
Right. Huge.
You have to be a Prime member. We're offering you a free Prime trial on our website. Go to MikeOmaraShow.com, click on the banner. It's right in front of you, Amazon Prime Day, and you can click through if you're not a Prime member. If not, go ahead and do your shopping through that banner.
What I do know about this, so this is tomorrow. So yes. Tomorrow. Wednesday, it's not Friday. And this is going to be equivalent of like Black Friday.
Oh, they got new deals on the hour. You got to check back. There's going to be stuff happening all day.
And it's everything. It's throughout the site. So really, we talk about it all the time. The Amazon page this time of year, more than any other, is a good time to help us and help our show by shopping through Amazon. So do it with the Mike O'Mara Show when you enjoy your Amazon Prime tomorrow. We'd really, really, really like to see a spike in our numbers for that day. And we'll see if you guys are really paying attention.
Boom, bam.
Oscar yells at us when we don't shop at Amazon, and Rob and I don't pay attention to it. So we go out to big box stores because, frankly, Oscar cares more than we do.
Yes.
But Oscar goes to stores too. But the fact is, yesterday we ran out, and Carla had a service appointment at the Walmart. Can anyone guess what she had at the Walmart?
I'd like to guess eye checkup.
Go ahead.
Eye checkup.
No, that is incorrect. You are wrong, wrong.
Oh, med clinic. A clinic.
No, what happened was she got her nails done.
And they have an actual
nail salon in the Walmart. And I tell you, there's not much up here. So you kind of have to go to the shopping centers to get all your work done. So she needed to do that. And I took the opportunity while she was going to get her nails done to take the little guy out for a little ice cream, which was going fine. And I had been warned when I dropped Carla off at the Walmart that he is sleep deprived. He has not been well rested two nights ago. He didn't get a lot of sleep and he didn't get a good nap. And so he is tired and a little bit cranky. I did not know just how cranky he was going to be.
He turns two this weekend, right?
Yes.
And so what is his nap schedule now?
He sometimes will take two in a day, but more often than not, he's taking one in a day, and he normally can do a full 2 hours or an hour and a half. This one was like 45 minutes. So he was way overtired. Took him out. The ice cream, he's a little wired, and then he got a little more wired with the white sugar pouring through his veins. And I was aware of this, but I got nothing to do. I'm just all my job yesterday, and I think I might have said this to my lovely bride, and I said, you know, I do the show, and then immediately I'm your chauffeur. And that's what I was feeling like yesterday.
Oh,
and,
that's rough.
And there's really, look, she takes care of my kid. She actually, you know, she is my nutritionist. I love her to death. She's done a fine job. But yesterday was Monday, and I wasn't feeling it.
What did you want to do? Just take a nap? What do you want? What's your usual MO on a Monday?
You know what? I don't have an answer for you, Oscar. I don't know what I wanted to do.
But you know what you didn't. You know what you didn't.
I wanted to set. I wanted to do some work on my studio, but I didn't do it. And I but I'm okay with that because she does a lot for me, and she's got him all the time. She's got him all the time. So I can handle an hour and a half with taking him out for ice cream.
Standing on your head. Nothing.
Speaking the truth, Mike, because every picture on her page is really just her and him. And I always wonder where Mike is. I was like, what's Mike doing?
Yeah, Mike's in the bar.
Like someone's got to take a picture.
Yeah, where's
he's
he at?
Taking
those are a lot of selfies.
And oh, okay.
And then I inspect the picture. I look, is that his feet in the background? Is he sitting down? Where is he?
Well, you know, when she posts a picture, and if you see me, you might want to check those pictures, just like El Chapo, and find out if they weren't 2012 or 2013.
Mike doesn't have a mustache anymore.
He got a haircut 2 months
ago. That's a dark colored mustache. That's not a recent picture. That's not the way that goes. So, after the ice cream, I'm, you know, sitting there, okay, it's a hot day. You know, he's at that age where he's completely mobile and you just don't, you got to put him in controlled situations.
Right.
So he can't, like, run into the street. That's
fair.
That's where I am right
now. Is he still at a stroller age?
You can put him in a stroller.
Buckle him in tight.
Buckle him tight. He's okay if he, you know, if he's having it and or if he's not having it. But you put him in a shopping cart and he's okay with that. So I said, you know what? I'll take him back over because as soon as the ice cream was finished, I got, mama, mama. And I'm like, you normally like, dude, little dude, you normally like spending time with me. Yeah. What the hell is the problem? And I knew something was afoot when he started doing, mama, mama. It's like, okay, you know, we're not with mama. You know, I was good for a scoop of vanilla ice cream.
Right.
And, you know, and now you're starting the bitch trip again, and I'm not having it.
Yes. I love
and
this.
So,
keep going.
So I sit there and I said, all right, well, you know what we'll do? We'll pop back over to one of the greatest shopping centers in the free world, Walmart, and we'll swing by, Little Vietnam for a second, and then we'll roll out into the regular part of the store. And you know, there are plenty of things to see. They got a full store and a grocery store.
Oh, it's like a super
great
Walmart.
That is
terrific. So is this what city is the Walmart in?
Ellsworth, Maine.
Okay. So you had
Ellsworth, Maine.
A little bit of a trip to get there.
By golly, these prices will knock your dick in the dirt. Ellsworth, Maine. Thank you. So we go, and I get back over, and he is wired. He is wound up, and I just have never experienced this with him. So I take him to the front of the store, where the process is going on, and Mama's very happy, and there are all the other hens that are in there clucking away, and they're getting their nails done, and I show him, and it's like, hey, okay, now we're gonna go, and this was probably the biggest mistake I made all day. Walmart, like grocery stores now, give your children little bitties a cookie. If you go by the bakery, they give him a free cookie.
Sure.
So now he's not only had more sugar than he has in a day normally, but I'm going to top it off with even more sugar by taking him by a cookie, because the reason I'm doing this is because as soon as we pull out, he bursts into tears. He goes, "Mama! Mama! Mama!" And I suddenly feel like I'm abducting my own effing son as I'm taking him out of here.
But how does he react when you get to Carla? Does he calm
he
down?
He sees Mama, and he's waving at Mama. He's kind of looking at everybody, and everybody's looking at how cute he is. And then I immediately take him out, because I'm not going to sit there and watch all the hens getting their nails filed. And, because it's like a scene from Dumb and Dumber. No, it's not. They're perfectly lovely ladies. So
bunch of sparks.
I take Sandy. Him out, and we get him a cookie, and that is going to occupy him for the amount of time it takes to eat the cookie.
Right.
But he's an O'Mara, and his let's just say he's been working on his time, and he's got it really down to a right. He can eat that cookie in like 6 bites. He's knocking that cookie
sure.
out. And then it's on to the rest of the store. I'm on the grocery side. I'm going to make my way through electronics, and I notice in electronics that they have a rollback on Far Cry 4 for Xbox One. Oscar
so
got me this Xbox One. I'm thinking, the family's gone now. Got a little me time maybe, and I'll knock back out that. And they've rolled the price back. I'm not going to ever buy a video game at full price. I would never
sure.
do that
Fair.
At all. It's just not, not today. In the old days, I used to.
Sure. Dozens of them.
You remember the games I had?
Yeah, a lot of
tons
games.
Of them. I got them. But anyway, so I get this. You have to buy it at the electronics counter, and he's starting to go, nyang. And just looking at everything, he's reaching for phones. He's reaching for, I mean, anything he sees, it's like, nah, nah, nah. And I'm like, let daddy just get this. Let daddy just get this game so he can go into his fortress of solitude and be completely away from the family later on this afternoon after Toes Carla gets her little petty Manny. Now, all right, so.
Is this the first symptom of trouble is when he starts the reaching?
Yes. Yeah. And
you know that there's something's
up. He's finished the cookie now. I'm trying to get the last bites of cookie timed with buying this little video game, which you have to buy separately. Thanks, Walmart. And this will play in later. This will come into play later on. And I'm going to be mocked for this because I made a terrible mistake. So even though it's a rollback, the price on this video game is $39, but I love the game so much. You remember we actually featured it on the show, how much I enjoyed the Far Cry, the last Far Cry that I got. And so I've got this. He's fine, but he's starting to go nyang, nyang. And I am making so many parental missteps here. They're just a series of one after the other. Why don't we go down to where the toys are? Duh. He's out of his friggin' gourd right now. And everything he sees, he wants to see for 2 seconds and then put it away. And I don't think I'm a bad parent.
Right.
But I don't buy him anything when I'm in the store. But I let him play with everything.
Yeah.
And there's this one particular book/toy, which incidentally, the MFers that invented this crap, where it's not just an effing book, but it has little toys in it too, because Junior can't just read the English word or read a book with his parents. He's got to have toys.
He just knocked out his mic.
You know, the cord fell off.
Sorry about that. Oh my. Wow, I was really getting into it.
Yeah, you were.
There go the jeans.
All right, so let me take a break. I will wrap this up when we come back. I'll fix my microphone, and we will finish the story of Little Michael and the Walmart. Sounds like a kid's book, doesn't it?
It does, yeah, with toys.
We'll take a break. Come right back on the Michael O'Mara Show.
I may look like a city slicker, shining up through my shoes.
Yes, sir.
Underneath, I'm just a...
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by HomeLight. You know, buying and selling a home, probably the biggest decision you will make in your financial lifetime. You need to do it with the best realtor, and you need to start thinking like a businessman. I'm going to tell you why, because most people are like me. You pick realtors based on a gut. You pick realtors based on people in your neighborhood. You pick realtors based on family members. You don't think like business people at the highest levels think. Well, you can do it now, because there's a website out there that will allow you to get the best realtor for buying buying and selling a home and do it because of technology. HomeLight's technology analyzes home sales data and client reviews, and they find the best agent for you based on past performance, which is the way it should be done anyway. HomeLight was founded by Stanford grads. It's backed by Google. Their agents are all top five producers, and when I say that, top 5% producers. They're proven to sell faster and for up to a 9% higher selling price. HomeLight has already helped thousands of folks in D.C. and all over the U.S. buy and sell their homes. And best of all, HomeLight is absolutely free for our listeners, and you get a $200 gift card when you buy or sell with a HomeLight agent. Here's what I want you to do. Visit HomeLight.com today. That's HomeLight.com. I see you, Rob. The microphone in the right-hand corner is what you click, and enter the promo code TMOS to contact your perfect agent through the HomeLight website or call 844-321-AGENT and tell them that Mike sent you. HomeLight.com, the best way to find a real estate agent. Yeah, I didn't realize how uptight I was. So in the middle of all this yesterday, and I wanted to talk about this on the show, I get an update call from Oscar. Oscar and I have these periodic little business calls, and they're very brief. And I don't know what you heard on your end, if you could hear him through the mouthpiece of my phone.
I could hear
but
him.
But you heard a little bit of the meltdown that was occurring.
Yeah, because Mike is multitasking, right?
Sure.
And I know Mike has what basically a toddler at this point, and he's getting there, right? So I don't mind the – I understand that he's got a son and he's dealing with him. But Mike, I think, is used to just if we have a business call, having a business call.
Right, one
so,
thing.
And so we're going through different bullet points of the call. And as in between each bullet point, you'd hear, yes, yes, if you can just hold on. I'm on a business. I don't – do you want that? Point at that. I don't know what you're pointing at. And then we go back to the business. And then
did you mostly hear Mike talking to Michael? Because
– I heard the –
what's funny with your – when you talk to someone on a cell phone,
yes,
there is like a certain compression on the other end where – if it's not a loud enough noise, it sort of goes quiet.
He was loud enough where I would hear him.
And you would, hear, his son, would hear his son as
you
well.
You could hear him. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Oscar. Okay, with the audiobook, we're going to front. Chrissy, okay, good. Michael, you need to be quiet. Talking to T.O. Oscar.
Yeah. And at one
I'm
point.
I'm glad you got a little taste of
Mike
my world
Mike said
yesterday.
Something to his son that was very audible.
Yes.
And after he said it, he said, I think all of Walmart thinks I'm a bad father.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah. I had a little old lady go by and just, I said something, you know, it's like, you are going to, oh, the worst moment. At one point, I take his tiny, beautiful little head between my hands. Not roughly.
Like a vice.
Just, no, it was not like a vice.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. It was just to look at him, and I was going to go, and as soon, I didn't even get words out of my mouth. Because as soon as I did that, and our eyes met, the little lower lip came out. And I knew he was going to wail, and I just, I mean, it's a mess. It is an absolute mess.
And Mike,
Oscar,
you really have
this.
To apply yourself to look like a bad parent in a Walmart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I don't want to be one of those, you know, and I'm just, I'm beside myself, you know, and this, all these horrible thoughts, you know, you're too old for this. What are you doing?
Oh,
you could be
boy.
On a golf course somewhere, you know, all the, and, but I love the little guy, and you know, and it's all forgotten as soon as he calms down. He's just such a ball of sweetness, but he's having a bad day. And I get off the phone with Oscar, and I'm at this point, maybe a minute and a half later, suddenly, who materializes but Mama!
Ta-da!
And I know that she looked at him, and she looked at me, and we were both like, thank you. And it was then where she said, oh, no, I'm not done yet. I'm going to the little ladies' room, and I have to get my manicure now. They finished the pedicure.
Oh, no. Why do a drive-by at all?
What's that?
Why do a drive-by at all?
Well, because we just happened to run into her as she was scooting from, you know, Pedicure City all
no
the way to the back restroom.
No suspicion at all, Mike, that she had to, that she was cutting through the toy section to get to the bathroom. I think she was checking on you.
Yeah.
No, she was not checking me. I'm fine. I'm covered with this. It's, she's fine. But she goes, and then I have to take him away, and he begins to wail, and now it's officially out of control. We are almost at, we're not quite at the toy section. We are, when I was talking to Oscar, we're at the back end of the electronics section, and we're moving our way through. So we get over to the toy section. He calms down because now he's distracted. And it's like, ba, 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 okay. Okay, ball. I see the ball. Thank you very much. That was not me hitting him, Rofo. You had that look on your face like it was me hitting him.
No,
I did not do it.
No, you don't.
That's really to explain to the listener.
He finds Rusty Crophopper, which is the plane from the plane movies, and it's, once again, one of those little books that has chokeable-sized toys in a little compartment, and I hand that to him, and he doesn't give a rat's ass about seeing the pictures of Rusty Crophopper and Ripslinger and El Chupacabra and all the all the characters that I should not know at 56 years of age.
He likes the planes, so, does he?
What?
He likes planes?
And boat?
Just getting a little heavy here. But anyway, so he starts digging at the little cheap plastic covering where this treasure chest of microscopic-sized toys from the movie Planes are located in this little cubbyhole. And I'm like, be careful with that. And at this point, I'm like, okay, yeah, dig to your heart's content. I'm just going to really, really hope. I'm going to really hope that you don't get through to it. All right. I'm going to really, and if you do, which of course he did in 5 seconds because right. He's strong like a bull and he digs his little finger in, and all of a sudden I see his eyes get bright and he's holding up this mini little plane that he could eat and choke on and die. And I'm sitting there going, oh, life has just gotten a little bit better. Isn't this fantastic? And at this point, I'm all in. So I'm like, yeah, let's rip that whole thing open. So sure. I open the whole thing. So because he doesn't want the one toy, he wants all of the toys. Like every kid would. He wants to get that access to the toys, and I didn't think this story would be going on this long, but this is what happened, and this was my day yesterday, okay? And I will segue into the hippies that were at the front of Walmart, perfectly healthy, perfectly capable of doing a day's work, and they are not legitimate, like United States veteran panhandlers that I give money to. I'll get to that in just a second.
Okay, all right.
All right, so anyway.
How many toys total are there, Mike? How many of these little Tylenol-sized toys are there?
It's 15.
Oh,
like maybe 15
God.
Or so. They're tiny. They're this big. They're this big, and you know they've got the little firefighting helicopters. You've got the little planes that they have, and you know it's not. I can't go through the book. I'm just letting him deal with this, and so. You know, I have my little game, and he can have his little game.
Sure.
But my game, I had to already buy. I'm not gonna. And I'm saying. Well, he'll forget about this. This will not be coming out of the Walmart. And I feel a little guilty that some, you know, low-level employee is going to have to roll back over there and tape together where that little toy section is. And I'm just making sure he doesn't drop any of these effing microscopic little ant-sized toys on the floor. That's what I'm trying to make sure happens. So he's going through this. Then he sees the ball and he gets fascinated with the ball. But he's pretty much occupied. But he's getting bored and he's starting to wail a little bit. Mm. I mean. Well, he's starting like, and at this point, it's getting worse and worse. I take him out of the toy section. It gets worse. The volume level gets louder. Mm. It gets nastier. And I'm just sitting there going, I don't know what to do. And I've said this for years, that there is one strategy that I have when you have a child that is ramped up and he's going and going and going. And finally, I'm like, that's it. That's it. End of story. We are out of here.
Yeah.
And I take him out of the cart. I whisk him. I am carrying him like a football out of the Walmart. He is wailing, and it was a very sad day.
Has he mastered the art of being hard to pick up? You know how a kid can like triple its weight?
The only thing he does is that he can struggle when you're putting him in his car seat.
All right.
And that's what he has mastered. It is like seriously putting a spider monkey into a cage that's one size too small.
Mm.
And he is wailing. He is wailing. At this point, I'm just going to tough it out. And I'm going to put him in the car seat. And I put him in. He's struggling. And then I just sit in the car. I turn the air conditioning on full blast. And I'm not interacting with him because he has to burn it out. He has to completely burn it out. It could be 5 minutes. It could be 45 minutes.
45?
Are you driving at all or just in the parking spot?
No, I am sitting in the well. I have to wait for Princess Nail Salon to come out and join me in the
Lady
car.
Cuticle, Mike? Lady Cuticle has not presented herself yet?
Lady Cuticle of French Manicure has to come out and so... But he is going so much that because I'm a bad husband, I have to call her and let her hear a little bit of what Dad is doing.
Oh, boy.
No. And I also, we are at the 1.5 hour mark.
90 minutes.
1.5 hour mark. I call and she said, it's going to be a little longer. She said, the big toe that the lady was working on next to where Carla was getting hers done. I guess they double dip, but one lady was getting a pedicure, and they were painting the big toe as some elaborate design. I don't know pedicures and manicures, but she dropped her purse on her big toe, leaving the salon, and now the big toe, which was wet paint or whatever they put on that crap, has to be redone, and it's going to be another half an hour before, and she hears Michael screaming in the background, and he finally, I couldn't deal with it anymore. I could not be the cold-hearted dad who's sitting in the front of the car letting him out, and I crawl into the back with him, and I start playing with his dinosaurs that are back there, and we've named the dinosaur. One is a velociraptor. We call it Vigo, and the other is Timmy, the T-Rex.
Now, to my left. Clear, Mike.
This is my left, and I said, Vigo wants to say hi to you, and he starts to calm down, and I'm feeling triumph because he's very exhausted, but he's actually chilling out a little bit.
So you're doing like a dinosaur show. When you said you went to the back to play with the dinosaurs, I just thought you were passing time for yourself. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But so no, it was for his benefit.
No, it was back there with him with the car running.
Right.
And we're going to wait for Mama now. And we actually, you know, we started interacting. And what was I doing that got him actually to
do you do voices for him?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I do.
Oh,
I pull out
great.
All the stops.
Does Vigo have a special voice?
Vigo was playing the spider game where I say spider comes down and gives you a kiss. This is one I invented, by the way. You can do this with your kid. You do a little hand. Am I doing a whole show like this today?
That's fine. It's totally cool.
I'm very, very
wait, so you, what do you do with like your hand?
All right.
No, this is fun.
Spider comes down and gives you a kiss. And I go like this. And he kisses it.
Yeah.
And I go, spider comes down and gives you a pinch. And I pinch his shoulder. He likes that. I said, spider comes down and gives you a bite. And I grab him, and he giggles. And then I go, spider comes down and gives you a hug. And I put my hand right next to his face. Well, I'm doing this to me with Vigo the Velociraptor. And when Vigo pinches me, I go, oh. And he goes, hey. And I said, we're on to something here. So I do that like that. And I'm doing a full-fledged show. And, you know, by this time, I'm enjoying his company because he's amused by me and I'm a performer.
Right.
So why not? And so I'm having a very good time with him. And, you know, the time flew by. It was not a half an hour. It was more like 20 minutes.
Okay.
Mama arrives. And you know when you've got a good thing going with your son from this tantrum in the middle of Walmart when Mama arrives and he goes, no, like, get out of here. We don't need you.
Don't ruin this lady.
We don't need you. That happens every morning.
Or maybe he didn't like the color of her toes.
He's done it to me. He does it to everybody. If he's engaged with somebody, he doesn't want anybody horning in on the action. And that was it. And everything was fine. And probably, I want to say 6 o'clock last night, suddenly a little lightning bolt went off in my head. And I realized that the $39 game that I had purchased that I left in the shopping cart that was paid for is somewhere in Walmart.
Oh,
probably,
no.
Probably in somebody else's possession. Because if I saw that game and it was paid for, I'd take it.
Man.
Sure.
No, I'd return it to the counter. I would return return it to customer
service.
We know
exactly what you do, Mike. You're good to go.
I may be calling Walmart just on a lark. After the show to see if maybe someone turned that in.
There's a chance.
Or an employee found it. There's a small chance.
There's a definite chance.
And if that was recovered, I will sing the praises of Walmart. As a matter of fact, I'll replace the Amazon commercial with a Walmart commercial.
Oh, look at
excellent.
That.
Excellent. Excellent.
Worth $39.
But what about these people at the front of the store?
Okay, the last part of this, and I really did want to talk about because it's something that goes against the way I normally feel. I've always said this. There but for the grace of God go I. You know, we're all one or two tragedies away from living in a refrigerator box. And I'll just get your take on it. I was sitting at a stoplight, and there is a Volvo station wagon that is pulled off to the side of the entrance, the driveway entrance to this Walmart. And out of this pile about three or four people, and they are holding up signs for money. Now, I have, Rob, you remember in Rockville when we had those guys that were on the street in Rockville?
Yeah.
Really on hard times, or they'd be out there in the pouring rain, standing up on a meal. These two guys get out, and they are fully, you know, with the. They all look to be probably in their early 20s or late teens.
Okay,
they do not appear to have any
maladies,
whatsoever.
Probably not war vets, then.
They do not appear to be war veterans, but. They really, they gave off kind of a Manson family vibe.
Mm.
And Well, two or three of them were at the entrance to this Walmart, and then the third, the lady, was playing guitar at the front. Mm-hmm. And they're sitting there, and this is on the Walmart property. And for some reason, you know, I've railed against people that don't show compassion to people that are in a different station. But these people pissed me off. These people pissed me off because they were so very, very young. That's it.
Right.
I mean, you see people, you don't know whether they're veterans. You don't know whether they, you know, might really have an issue. But a lot of times you can look at them and go, well, whatever the situation, they have been reduced to doing this. I didn't get that feeling with this group. And I've heard stories about certain groups of people where this is what they do. This is just their little trip where they show up at a Walmart. They say, you know, and their job is going out for an hour and a half. And well, first of all, they've got a car.
Yeah, and not a shabby car, a Volvo.
I don't know about that. I looked at it. It appeared to have one window out with one of those trash bags in the window. So it was not.
Okay.
You know, it wasn't a luxury vehicle, but it was a Volvo.
Yeah.
And it was sitting there.
The maintenance alone.
And they had the you know, the I call it pot hair. You know what I mean? Pothead hair. You know, I know I sound like an 80-year-old man.
I'm going to guess, Mike, let me guess. It's sort of like treadlocky.
Yeah, well, there's a blonde guy, and he's got the full dreadlocks.
Okay.
And
okay.
They all had their dreadlocks. And I don't know why, but I didn't say anything to
them.
Were
they playing with a hacky sack?
They could have been. They were sitting there chatting. They weren't even standing up at the intersection where they were holding up their signs begging for money. They were sitting there kind of laughing and chatting, and I said, this is not...
What did the sign say?
I didn't get a chance to even see the sign.
Help us fix our Volvo
direction.
Window. Do you remember we did a social experiment years ago on the years of the Don and Mike show where we sent an able-bodied guy to rub dirt on his face, put on lousy clothes, and go stand in Georgetown for a show? And I think we made about $40 an hour doing it.
Yeah, yeah,
and you know what? Whoa. That's a pretty good job. I
Ruffo's
think we probably,
on, he's leaving
but
the studio
but look,
now.
If you are down on your luck, I mean, and listen, once again, I don't know their personal circumstance, so here I am doing what I rail against, which is judging people that are in that. I have a tremendous amount of empathy for people that are, you know, appear to be infirmed or appear to be older and are relegated to that type of activity. It sucks that in this country where we have so much that we have that. And you know what? And I believe with all of my soul that that could be anybody if the circumstances are right. I believe that. But when you see kids that appear to be really late teens, early 20s,
able-bodied.
I feel like that's just a giant F you to everybody that's getting it done. I really feel that way. Yeah. I mean, you know, you can work. You can do anything.
As a guy listening to the story, you know what bothers me perhaps the most is the fact that there was a guitar being played.
Yeah,
because
well,
it's not a coffee house. It's not a coffee house. If you're begging, you're begging.
When I saw her, I went from being a little angry to almost being a little fearful because they gave off a tremendous little Manson family vibe too, where she was singing at the at the front of the store, is going, you know, kind of an angry ballad. I don't know what the hell she was doing, but it was just it was weird. My whole day was spent at this super center. I don't know what the hell's wrong with my life up here, but that's what I was doing. It was weird. I don't think that that should be.
Did you get the feeling that they were they hiring? Did you get the feeling that they were going to report back to some big house where there were several crews
that
worked different places, right?
1 million. You were there. It was absolutely 1 million. I felt like they were going to get into their Volvo, and that was like the 2 hour early shift. And they were going to be out there, and they were going to send, Squeaky Fromm, and everybody else was going to come back down, with their puppies and their German Shepherds. You know, the whole vibe was just really. Very, very scary to me. There was such a negativity to it that, and I realize that's the same kind of negativity that certain people felt during the Nixon administration.
That's right.
It's just like, damn hippie kids.
It's probably hard to find work up there, but if you're creative enough, I imagine even the guys that work for Timbertina, you know, they had to work in two places, allegedly.
That's right.
Where they had to work on stage and off stage.
And I totally agree with you that up in an area like this, there is a tremendous amount of hardship in this state, and it is hard to find work up here. I believe it. I got a real transient vibe.
Oh, okay.
I got the vibe that maybe they weren't from around here.
Yeah.
That they wanted to be up here, the amount in the pine trees. And
they're checking out the cash crops.
Yeah. And you know what, Mike? You've proved it yourself. It's easy to get from Canada to Maine. They're definitely Canadian.
Yeah, and I just did a little circle around the parking lot, drove out where they were, gave them my son, and headed home. So
he said no.
We'll take a
enjoy tie dye.
Probably would have been more charitable if he hadn't had the meltdown. We'll take a break. Come back with more. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
Hi, I'm Warren Beatty.
On this week's episode of the show, Warren Beatty, where did that come from?
Where do you think?
Oh, yes, there is a connection. Also, Rob Ford proves that you can suggest just about anything to him, and he'll do it. Be sure to subscribe to the Tony Perkins Show on iTunes.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Really? You know what part of that promo I was paying attention to, right?
Oh, I know.
Rob Ford says he'd do anything, just suggest anything to him, and he'll do it.
That's right.
Really?
That's
you'll
right.
do it?
Yeah. You have a suggestion right now?
Yeah, take your shirt off.
All right.
No, I don't like when we do this.
This is my favorite bit.
Oh, no.
He's lost a little weight. There's a girl in the room.
I love this kid. Yeah.
I love this kid. And now, we have Noelle in studio, put it back on immediately. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Wow, that is a back.
That is quite a back.
That is a hairy back.
Jesus Christ.
You're welcome.
Yeah. We got to get you a Harry's razor.
Oh, my God. Wow. Oh, if you like that bit of comedy, please go out and buy a Sleep Number bed. Won't you please? Yes, this section of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Sleep Number. That was funny. My Sleep Number bed lets me choose the comfort and support that's exactly right for me. Last night, my Sleep Number setting was an 85, as it's been for a long time, and my Sleep IQ score was a 96. So even with all the turmoil of yesterday, I slept like a baby.
Beautiful.
Not too shabby because of my wonderful Sleep Number bed. Sleep IQ gets inside of your bed. You don't have to put anything on. You don't have to wear anything. It just tells you how to sleep, and it gives you a score. I am rocking it with my Sleep Number bed. The best thing about Sleep IQ technology, there is nothing to wear. There is nothing to turn on. All you have to do is sleep, and that's easy. It is the best bed I have ever had, people. Come in right now and discover the Sleep Number bed and Sleep IQ technology. The Queen C2 mattress is only $1,099.99. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65. No better sleep. Sleep Number beds and Sleep IQ technology are only available at the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. And don't forget to give the high sign.
Yeah.
And tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. We thank you for that.
News.
Boo.
Mike, your music is super loud.
You need to bring that down just a little bit. There you go.
Oh, much better.
That's the first time, yeah.
There we go.
50 Cent filed for bankruptcy just 5 years after he was reported worth $500 million, but it seems like it's mostly just a legal maneuver in response to a lawsuit. A court recently ordered him to pay a woman $5 million for leaking a sex tape of her online, and they still haven't ruled on the punitive damages yet. The bankruptcy will presumably limit what the woman is able to get from him. 50 says, quote, "I'm taking the precautions that any other good business person would take in this situation." Walt Disney has filed bankruptcy. Donald Trump has filed bankruptcy. It means you're reorganizing your finances, but it does stop things from moving forward that you don't want moving forward.
Mm.
So apparently that's why. Do you believe him?
He's moving his money. He's actually putting his money and rearranging it in a way that if this lawsuit goes through, he's mitigating the damage.
You'd have to forget about a lot of video games to lose $500 million.
That is for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Hope I find that today.
You know what? I'm willing to bet you do. I bet someone turned it in.
I hope so. Justin Bieber took down that naked butt photo he posted last week, and he apologized for putting it up in the first place. Now, there's a lot of stuff I research for this show every single morning. That was something I can never take back. I can't take that moment back when I clicked on the little icon and got a look at that ass as he's pointing to his ass as that ass is pointing to something in the distance. It was nasty. He posted a picture of himself that was new, where he was clothed, and the caption says, "Hey, I deleted the photo of my butt on Instagram. Not because I thought it was bad." Of course not.
Of course not.
He's an idiot. Does he ever stop being an idiot? I don't think he ever will.
No, he's a consistent giver, Mike.
And here's the way. I'll read exactly how he wrote it. Not because I thought it was bad, but someone close to me's daughter follows me. And she was embarrassed that she saw my butt, and I totally wasn't thinking in that aspect.
Get it?
And I felt awful that she felt bad. To anyone I may have offended, I am so sorry. It was completely pure-hearted as a joke, but didn't take in account that there are littles following me. He can't speak. He can't write, and he can't speak.
That's someone who's close to me's daughter.
Right. Yeah. Isn't it time for a play date with Jaden Smith right now? As you probably heard, and you have on this show, Mexico's most powerful drug lord, Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, escaped from prison on Sunday, and Donald Trump wasted no time using it for political gain. He unleashed a Twitter avalanche, which included the following. The joke around town is that I freed El Chapo from the Mexican prison because the timing was so good with my statements on border security. When will people in the media start to apologize to me for my statement? Mexico is sending, which turned out to be true. Likewise, billions of dollars gets brought into Mexico through the border. We get the killers, drugs, crime. They get the money. I'll be so glad when this is over. I'm really getting it. Hey, it's gone from the comedy thing to where I'm just burning on him totally. That's
do you think he's... Let's get back to where we stand. Do you think he'll make it to the first debate?
Yeah, I do. Absolutely.
I do not too.
No. They can't turn him away. He's got too much of the groundswell of support. Well, the idiot parade continues. Kristen Stewart is talking a little about her brief affair with Snow White and the Huntsman director Robert Rupert Sanders. Remember this happened a while back? Back in 2012. It ended his marriage along with her relationship with Robert Pattinson. She tells Marie Claire, quote, here are the quotes from Kristen Stewart. Ooh. Get a pen out.
Okay.
I lit my universe on fire and I watched it burn. Speaking very candidly, it was a really traumatic period in my early 20s that kickstarted something in me that was a bit more feral.
Oh.
Feral. All right.
Wow.
Thank you. Some of that change might have been demonstrated. She cut her hair off. Remember when she chopped all of it? This is the quote again. So, incidentally, nothing in here about apologizing for the behavior that might have disrupted other lives, right? As soon as I didn't have all that hair, I had to let my face hang out. I felt more confident than I had in a really long time, and it felt really good. Maybe to most people, long hair is prettier, but then what? Is your main goal in life to be desired? That's boring as F.
Oh, man.
Would you like the last quote here?
Sure. Yeah, because I don't feel like punching her yet.
I'm such a big fan of hers. I'm really proud that I'm able to move forward and not fall into every mental crater. That's a new thing for me. Age has made me smarter and calmer, and it's effing awesome.
Okay.
All right. There you go. Thank you. Good luck with that. Hope everything works out okay for
fame
you.
You know what would be great? She could date Justin Bieber.
Yes.
This would be a good couple.
A friend of me's daughter. It's trendy to be a beer snob now. I think I might be falling into that trap, being a little beer snob. I'm moving away from the big brews, the big breweries, and kind of loving these craft beers they have up here in Maine. Beer tastes way better when it's a brand no one's ever heard of, right? No, I don't know if that's true. So where are beer snobs dominant? A new study analyzed thousands of menus around the country to find the top beer snob cities, and they did it by looking at the percentage of bars and restaurants that don't serve three beers, Bud Light, Coors Light, or Miller Lite. Bellingham, Washington. I know we probably have listeners in that area. It came in on top. You can't get one of those three beers at 92% of their bars and restaurants. See, these statistics are kind of interesting. Probably because it's an hour north of Seattle. Here's the rest of the top 10. Oakland, California. Beer snob city. Washington, D.C. Beer snob.
Here we go.
Here we go. Sacramento, California.
Hey, hello, buddies.
L.A., San Francisco, Pasadena, Rochester, New York, Berkeley, California, and Louisville, Kentucky.
That's crazy, because Bud Light, the number one beer in America, I believe. And to not serve it, that's wild.
Would you like to know the cheapest beer? Do you have a guess for the cheapest beer in America?
I would guess, based on what you've told us in the past, is it Natural Light?
You're very, very close. It's Busch Light.
It's
Busch Light. The average price, only $2.13. And the most expensive beer is called Lost Abbey Deliverance. Oh, wow. Yeah, Rob sent me Deliverance just the other day. Lost Abbey Deliverance.
not too loud.
Yeah, it's Lost a little loud.
Abby. Little loud.
Little loud. What's going on over there?
What happened to my board today? The Lost Abbey Deliverance 12-ounce bottle sells for an average of $25.29.
You know, we all have our favorite drinks. He's not here today, but he was able to submit it. Do you know what Mac, our intern's favorite beer is?
What's that?
I'm thinking Full Bush.
That's right. It's a Bush beer, but it's very, very to the top of the rim, Mike.
Thank you. And now a little something, something. Very good, Rob. Facebook is really hardcore about people using their real names. If they catch you with a fake one, they'll suspend or delete your account, which means you lose all your photos, contacts, all that other crap. That sounds upsetting, but this still seems like an extreme response. Gemma Rogers of London signed up for Facebook with a fake name in 08 because she wanted to avoid friend requests from people she didn't want to have contact with. She got caught earlier this year, and her account was suspended. So she just went to court and had her name legally changed to the fake one she used on Facebook, just so she could get her account back. That fake name, Gemmeroid von Lala.
That is hilarious.
She sent the proof of her new name to Facebook, but she's still waiting to hear whether they're going to lift her suspension. Gemmeroid says, quote, I can't believe I'm stuck with this stupid name and I still can't get in. Gemma Rogers previously was on Facebook with the fake name Trip Hormone.
Excuse me?
Let me start that again, okay. Ladies and gentlemen. Gemma Rogers previously was on Facebook with the name Trip Hormone Pfeiffer Midnight. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Nice.
We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike Cometa Show.
Hey there. This is Katie, and I would love it if you listened to the Cake and Cookie Show. No, really. Please listen. I need an actual reason for spending all this time with Rob. Nobody really wants to spend time with Rob, but I'm fun enough for both of us. Listen to Cake and Cookies. You'll love half of it. My half. Every Wednesday at MikeOMaraShow.com. Part of the More Network.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our audiobook. The big day is this Friday. You've read it, but you haven't heard it. It's Open Mic, the audiobook. Listen to the story of the Mike O'Mara Show as read by the authors. We all got together, and you asked for it as soon as we released
right.
our book. Everybody, the very first day we released the regular book, was saying, are they going to do an audiobook? We've been planning to do it for quite some time. Had a couple of reasons that we didn't get to it, and now it's finally there. It's everything you want, a brand new TMOS experience unlike anything we've ever done before. It's got archival audio as well. It's got me doing some of those pesky impressions. Genuine voices, genuine stories, genuine laughter. Open Mic, the audio vault, audiobook rather, only $6.99 this Friday. You can grab it on iTunes or at MikeOMaraShow.com. So remember, if you're looking to get that, it comes out this Friday, and we're very, very excited. Surprises, expanded content, audio treats, and guest stars, baby. The Mike O'Mara Show audiobook. Get it this Friday.
Nice.
We're very, very excited, and cool. I think you're going to like it as well. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Tuesday, July 14, 2015. Rob Spiewak.
Mike, every now and then you see something strange in traffic. I saw a guy today fighting with a cigarette. It had to be down to the filter, but he was getting every last bit of it. And when you're stuck in traffic, you just see these things. A guy in Pasadena, and I have this video up on our YouTube page. He was next to a policeman listening to the song LaGrange by ZZ Top and playing along with a recorder. Now, the recorder is one of the worst instruments. And having put two kids, three if you count Jabril, through elementary school, I've heard my fill of recorders. I apologize about the audio, but I want you to hear just a smidge of what this sounded like in real life, because he continued to do it after he continued to drive. About the faint audio, so the audio vault engineers went in, and they, Mike, what they did is they really restored the audio. This is what you should be hearing. There we go.
That's the part I was hoping you'd do that. You make this yourself? That's pretty damn good. That's quality. I like that a lot.
Of course, I'm no fan of the recorder mic. What I like is the instrument called the melodica.
Here it is. Jurassic World. Thank you.
Still makes me happy.
Amazingly, Mike, they did not use that song at the Home Run Derby last night. Did you spend some quality time with Chris Berman?
We're thinking about going to Quebec City, so we watched an old episode of Anthony Bourdain in Quebec. And,
right.
By the time it was Home Run Derby, which I TiVo'd, I went to Dreamland, so I didn't see any of it. And they changed the format completely.
They did. Right? Here is the winner. Spoiler alert: third baseman for the Reds, Todd Frazier. And since they were playing in Cincinnati,
It's in Cincy. That's good stuff. I like that.
The crowd was going crazy. Here you get to hear some of the magic that is Chris Berman, but it's really Mike overshadowed by the magic of ESPN Audio.
Peterson's at 14. Frazier has 11. It's a dozen!
Win, it looked like he's got
seven. There's a montage of his hits.
That is the worst audio
it's horrible
I've ever heard any sporting event. Why they are so obsessed with crowd audio and getting what they do, you know, they mocked an old Home Run Derby and said, is that one camera they were using? And I hear them do that. You know, ESPN, maybe if you didn't have 70 microphones open, you might be able to get a tighter little broadcast.
Yeah, it's such exactly
a cluster F. It really is not fun to watch anymore.
The new format was well reviewed. The audio I found almost unusable.
It
was
terrible. And you get Chris Berman, you go, burk, burk, burk. God, retire that guy,
Mike, he's looking well.
Oh, yeah, very well. Yeah, absolutely. You know, you ever think maybe it's going to be like Scanners? His head's just going to explode on the broadcast.
And you know what? But you won't hear it over the crowd noise.
Hey, we're sitting there right now. It's Chris Berman. He's going back.
Mr. Berman. No. We're okay. The new Mission Impossible Rogue Nation is coming out. Tom Cruise, who is now 85 years old, continuing to do his own stunts, including one stunt where he holds onto the side of a plane while it takes off. Now, what's incredible about this, he is strapped to the plane in real life.
Right.
But
right.
They had to do seven takes, and there's no way for him to like get into the plane after it takes off. He has to stay on the side of the plane while it takes off and
lands. I respect that. That's cool when an actor does those kind of stunts. That's terrific.
Actually, they hired the same special effects people that make the crowds look bigger at Christian at those Scientology meetings.
That's a little Scientology humor. Right?
But here is Tom Cruise talking about doing that incredible stunt.
I couldn't sleep the night before, and then came the day. I was like, okay, this is really going to happen.
You ready?
Let's go.
I kind of thought that was a one take, but he did it 8 times.
If something went wrong, I can't get into the airplane till we land.
Okay, guys, please take your seats.
There's no little crash and a scratch. You're dead.
Ready, action!
I'm feeling the force of the wind hit me.
What kind of plane is it, Rob?
A regular jet, nothing really remarkable.
Looks like a cargo plane, but it's got props on the side. Right,
it's got props.
I think it's a prop. But it's a big plane.
He's
like
strapped
size.
To it and takes off and lands 8 times.
I'd love to see that. I'm gonna watch that video.
I like it.
Is there anything closer to a disc jockey mic than a TV weatherman? Almost the same thing, right?
A lot of them made the transition from DJ-dom to weathermandom.
Last night on Channel 5, and we have a lot of friends over at WTTG. Mike Thomas doing the weather, celebrating the fact that Taylor Swift was playing in DC, and did an entire weathercast based on Taylor Swift's song titles.
And I know what you're thinking. Mike, I knew you were trouble when you walked in, Mr. Weatherman. Well, hey, guess what? I got some good news. It might make you fearless come the concert later on this evening. Stadium itself may be getting a little bit of light rain this morning, but hey, the good news, this rain keeps cruising, can't stop, won't stop moving. The question then becomes, hey, are we out of the woods yet? Are we out of the woods yet? Are we out of the woods? Are we in the clear yet? Are we in the clear yet? Are we in the clear yet? Are we in the clear? Well, I can't promise you that, but I know what you're asking now. Hey, Mike, why you gotta be so mean? But then again, give me a little bit of time to explain here, and I'll let you know if it's gonna rain forever or if the concert's going to go down in flames. It'll be a great night to dress up like hipsters and make fun of our exes. I don't foresee this event getting canceled, but in the event that it does rain, hey, haters, you can leave some hate down in the comment section below. But once you're done that, if it does rain, just shake all that rain off and go right back to dancing like you're 22.
And right after that weather forecast, Tony Perkins came over and hit him on the side of the head.
if there was any more evidence we needed that he's dating Will Thomas, that is
your magic
true
audio
fan.
Ball.
True fan.
Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Is this the right level?
Lover.
What the hell? What happened? I don't get it. That's it. We got to get out of here. I'm going to work on the audio board. How's that? I want to do it while we're on the air so I can...
Still loud.
Yeah, so you're, just, you're too low compared to...
The elements. That's better.
How's that?
Better. Can you bring the level down a little bit on your board?
Shut up, Rob. I'm done. I'm done with this show. It never works anyway. So, hey, thank you all. We'll see you tomorrow with another brand new show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Ciao.
Whoa, wait. Don't go. I need to tell you that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.